When the MVP award for the 2018 World Series is handed out, it will go to one of the players on the Boston Red Sox or the LA Dodgers. That's what the P in MVP stands for. After all, player. But one game into the Fall Classic, you could make a decent argument that the MVP should go to Alex Cora, the Boston Red Sox manager, who continues to make decisions in the playoffs that lead to victory. Last night, it was his call in the seventh inning to bring up Eduardo Nunez as a pinch hitter to face Dodger lefty Alex Wood. The Red Sox were leading by just a run, 5-4 at the time, with runners on first and second. And Nunez, who was passed over starting the game at third base in favor of Rafael Devers, went ahead and cranked a line drive three-run homer into the base of the light tower above the Green Monster, a knockout blow that sent Boston on to an 8-4 Game 1 victory. Nice call, Skip. It's not like starting Devers at third base was a bad decision either. The youngster, who turns just 22 today, had an RBI single in the bottom of the fifth, which increased the Red Sox lead to 5-3 at the time. And the pitching changes all worked for Cora as well, with Boston's bullpen giving up just one run after a shorter-than-desired outing by ace Chris Sale. The lanky lefty did strike out seven, but he had to throw a lot of pitches in the process and was taken out in the fourth inning after giving up five hits and three runs, leaving with a 3-2 lead at the Dodgers turned into a tie game with a ground-out RBI off Matt Barnes. That run was charged to Sale, and Barnes went on to get the win. But it was the shutdown work of Joe Kelly, Eduardo Rodriguez, and another starter, Nathan Eovaldi, who pitched the eighth, that got the Red Sox to closer Craig Kimbrel in the ninth with that four-run cushion, thanks to the Nunez pinch-hit home run. The only blemish was a run given up by Ryan Brazier in the seventh, but it was a wildly successful Game 1 win for the Red Sox on a frigid night at Fenway when the wet and the cold and the wind played a factor. Outfielder Jock Peterson for L.A. was tentative on chasing a fly ball hit by Andrew Benintendi in the seventh. The ball ticked off his glove for a ground rule double. That helped to set up Nunez's three-run blast. Benintendi finished with four hits on the night. Dodgers ace Clayton Kershaw, meanwhile, looked dominant at times but couldn't survive the fifth inning and was ultimately tagged for five runs in taking the loss. And the squad from sunny L.A. will have to contend with even tougher New England weather conditions, as will the Red Sox, of course, in Game 2 tonight. Temperatures at Fenway expected to be even colder than the 53 degrees that marked the start of Game 1. David Price will try to build on his first-ever playoff start victory, which he earned in Game 5 against Houston in the ALCS when he takes the mound for Boston tonight. The Dodgers counter with Hyun-Jin Ryu, who got roughed up in his Game 6 start of the NLCS against Milwaukee. To the NHL, and it's likely that only hardcore puck partisans checked in last night on the Boston Bruins against the Ottawa Senators, but those who did saw David Pastrnak score two goals to tie him for the league lead in that category in the Bruins' 4-1 win over Ottawa. The Montreal Canadiens were supposed to be in a rebuilding year, but they are 5-2-1 to start the season. They've won four of their last five after a 3-2 win against the Calgary Flames at the Bell Centre last night. Jonathan Drouin and Jeff Petrie each scored a goal and an assist in the win. The UVM men's soccer team had a chance with a 2-1 lead to knock off 15th-ranked UConn on the road, but the go-ahead goal by Gio Alves did not hold up. The Huskies got the equalizer in the 66th minute, then won the game in heartbreaking fashion for UVM, scoring with just a minute left in regulation, a 3-2 win, UConn over UVM. The St. Michael's Purple Knights also lost a tough one, falling in double overtime, 3-2 against New Haven, and the St. Mike's field hockey team were shut out 4-0 by 3rd-ranked Merrimack.